Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:15, phone lines are open, 504-260-1870, talking about the shooting at the school in Texas yesterday. The guy killed his grandmother before going to the school. Where are the parents? I don't know, but I know the incident of grandparents raising grandkids and the parents being absent, that's not as rare in this country as you would think it is. So the phone lines would go, Steve, New Albany. Steve dropped out. Let's go to Mark in New Orleans. Hey, Mark.
Hey,
I dropped out.
Hey, how you doing, Tommy? Nope, I'm here.
I'm good. Who's this?
Tommy? This is Mark Foster.
Steve? Hey, Mark, how
no,
you doing?
This is Mark. Okay. Yes. Hello?
We're good. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yep.
I was listening to you and Dave talk earlier this morning, and I think y'all started to mention confiscation of guns, and
hang on. Okay. Nobody said anything about use the word confiscation. What I said was there are so many guns out there that if you're going to talk about a solution to this being taking guns away from people, I don't even know how that could actually happen. That would never work. That just to be clear, what
right.
was said.
And
go ahead.
I agree with that. I think that always sort of clouds the issue as far as what can be done. And some of the things were, the first thing would be universal background checks for gun sales, closing some of the loopholes in the gun show regulations, and an assault weapons ban, assault-style weapons, just to reinstate that ban that used to be in place in this country. And I think those three things alone could do a lot to limit the number of people who are able to buy the guns. And, at least give us an idea of who is buying guns.
Tim, do you have kids? Mark, do you have kids or not?
Yes, I do. I have 9 grandchildren.
Wow. Do you worry about them? There's something like this happening when they go to school?
Every day. Every day.
I mean, thank you. I'm glad you called. I appreciate your thoughts. And this is just an open forum. I'm not going to argue with anybody. I just want to hear what you have to say. Adam in St. Tammany. Hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. First off, anybody from the Sheriff's Department, St. Tammany's listening, I hope your deputy is good, makes it out safely. Secondly, my wife and I were talking about this last night. It's such a tragedy, you know. The weapons that this guy carried, I carried one for 12 years in the service. There's no reason to have that weapon in your hands unless you are in the military or in law enforcement. There's no reason for that. That is not a hunting weapon. That is a killing weapon meant for the battlefield, and it's a tragedy. There's no excuse for it. Take them off the streets. Get them off the streets. Put them in the military or the sheriff's department's hands. There's no reason for it.
All right, thank you. Adam, I'm glad you called. Have a good day. Steve from New Orleans. Hi, you're on WWL. Good morning. Hi, Shane from Mandeville. Hi, you're on WWL.
Hey, Tommy, how are you?
Shane, good morning. I'm kind of sad, just like anybody else. And I think if the slaughter of young kids doesn't make you sad, then maybe something's wrong with you. But go ahead.
Well, the entire that I'm calling concerning the 13-year-old, more or less. I work with a lot of at-risk kids, and I know many, many of them come from dysfunctional homes, difficult situations. But there needs to be some accountability, parental accountability. If you're out at 3 in the morning with a gun at the age of 13, now, if that boy had snuck out of school, we'd have held the school responsible for the fact that he wasn't having oversight. But in leaving his own home, there needs to be an adult held responsible in a large way for some of these actions of these children.
I don't disagree with you, Shane, and I'll tell you this. I can't imagine that this is the first time that this kid was on the honor roll and all of a sudden decided to get a gun, go out at 3 o'clock in the morning, and in the process of burglarizing a building, as I understand it. And again, everybody's innocent in this country until proven guilty. But I don't think this is the first time he's been in trouble. I don't think a kid automatically goes from the honor roll to shooting a cop, do you?
Oh, very, very doubtful. Very doubtful. And it's a complex problem, and we keep trying to find ways. You know, I think you can build a dozen gymnasiums to give the kids something to do, but those who are inclined to street violence are probably not going to avail themselves to that. So both as a society and as a family unit, the bottom line is somehow we've got to find a way to restabilize the family unit, and that's a tall task. I'm not sure how that can be done. I work primarily
with
incarcerated daddies and their families, and I can tell you it can be done one man at a time, one family at a time. I don't think we can necessarily cure what's going on culture-wide, but we can certainly help one man turn his way and become the kind of daddy he should have been for his kids. And that's the best person on earth to be able to keep that child from getting himself in trouble too.
Shane, I can't
dad is the key.
I can't tell you how much I agree with everything you said. I'm glad you took the time to think it through and give us a call here at WWL, and especially the part about there are no simple solutions, a very complex problem. 721, more of your calls when we come back. 504-260-1870. Right now, time for traffic on WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Wednesday morning, May 25th, the day after the worst shooting yesterday since Sandy Hook, really. 19 children, fourth graders, killed two adults, others injured. The shooter is dead, thankfully killed by a Border Patrol agent. Susan in Boston, good morning. Thank you for calling. You're on WWL, listening online, I'm guessing.
Hi. I can't believe I've even got through right away. So I just feel like I've been listening. We're actually traveling from Boston, and we just cut through Alabama, and I'm listening to your radio station.
All right.
So I tweeted today something that was very important that I think everybody should understand. I'm not blaming anybody, but the National Education Policy Center, if you really did a Googling, look up NEPC, okay? And I remember back, I tweeted it. Mike Davis tweeted it today. His handle on Twitter is @MRDDMIA. The school boards across the United States resolved to remove school resource officers from school buildings, indicating a shift to the equity-based alternative. That was BLM and Democrat politicians. They chased out public school resource officers in the name of equity. Okay? So all I'm saying is that I'm not saying that the gun laws should not be adjusted for what this boy had. I also believe that the schools with the CRT are really fucking up our kids.
Okay, that's it. Tim, dump it. All righty. You gotta watch your mouth. Thank you, Susan. I'm glad you called. To Randy in Thibodeau. Hi, Randy. You're on WWL. Good morning.
Hey, man. Good morning.
How you? What's up? What do you think?
Hey, look, you know, I'm just tired of hearing about all the state, federal lawmakers want to jump to the gun about making laws to try to prevent these shootings. are holding people accountable, parents, you know, hold them accountable. These shooters, they don't care about none of this stuff. A law won't scare them. Accountability won't scare them. But the only thing that works, answer this question. When was the last time any prison in this country someone walked in and shot a prisoner? Never.
So, okay. So, but does that then mean that you want schools fortified like prisons?
Well, something in that manner of defense. Well, whatever it is, metal detector, maybe a first door you walk through, if a metal detector goes off, 10 feet later, this door automatically locks. I mean, some type of security. You have to defend the school. Laws won't work. Accountability won't work. You have to defend the school. They have to have a defense program.
What's real quick,
going
I'm not. We got the news coming up, and I'm not trying to argue with you, but I'm just asking. That would cost a lot of money. Would you be willing to pay more taxes for that?
Absolutely. We have the money. We spend money overseas like crazy, okay? We have the money. The federal government has the money.
So you would say get it from somewhere, the money that we already have, say not send it to Ukraine, for example, I guess is what you're saying, and use it to fortify schools.
I think, look, absolutely. These kids' lives are more important than anything going on overseas.
All right. Thank you. I'm glad you called. Have a good day, Randy, 504-260-1870. We're taking your phone calls about the shooting in Texas yesterday. A lot of people have a lot of different feelings, a lot of different opinions. I'd love to hear yours. You can call. Tim will put you on hold, and we'll get back to you right after an update on the news from Dave Cohen's WWL. Here we go. A lot of things to keep you up at night, and last night it was tough to get to sleep, but I did. And generally speaking, every great day starts a night before, and that's why I want to tell you about a Sleep Number bed, ideal for couples. Each person can have their own level of comfort and firmness with their Sleep Number, which makes it two mattresses in one, so everybody gets what they want. I have a Sleep Number of 90. I like the bed nice and firm. She likes a softer mattress, so she has a Sleep Number of 40, and everybody gets proven quality sleep. Check my Sleep IQ based on a top score of 100. It's in the lower 90s consistently, so I know, again, I'm getting that proven quality sleep, and every great day starts the night before. You can save right now, too, with Sleep Number's Memorial Day Special. Save $1,000 on a Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Queen, now only $19.99, plus free premium home delivery when you add a base. And that's something in and of itself when they set this thing up. It's a show to watch. It's amazing. And special financing. It ends Monday, though, May 30th. That's only at a Sleep Number store near you in Metairie on Vets next to Bonefish Grill, Covington Highway 21 in front of Winn-Dixie, or HOMA, 1731 Martin Luther King, Magnolia Lane, subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for all the details. 6:14 before 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Wednesday morning, May 25th. The Associated Press reporting that, and quoting state public safety officials, saying all of those who were killed in Texas, all of the kids were in one classroom in an elementary school shooting. We're talking about it at 504-260-1870, whether you want to talk about your emotions about it, your worries, your fears, the solutions, just what's going through your mind. I think we need to do that every now and then, just have a public forum. Steve in New Orleans, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Hey, Tommy, can you hear me this time?
Yes, sir, I can hear you fine. Thank you for your patience and your effort and your persistence.
Oh, yeah, man, I listen as much as I can. But, man, I just wanted to say, first of all, I think they need to do something with the ammunition, man. Like, because think about it, Tommy. This guy didn't have a stolen gun or anything, but I'm talking about crime in general. You could have a stolen gun, and you could just walk in Sports Academy and buy a box of ammunition like a Snickers bar. I mean, mm-hmm. I go to Sports Academy sometimes to get ammunition for myself. And, I mean, I check it out right with a candy bar and everything else. I mean, right. It's that easy, you know? And I think something needs to be done about that, you know, because these criminals could just get a stolen gun and just load it up with ammunition that they could buy like a Snickers bar. And so I wanted to get that out there. Maybe they could do background checks or something on every ammunition sale, something like that. You know, I'm just putting ideas out there. And also, Tommy, if we could send money to Ukraine and help aid them, don't you think that maybe we could put money in the school, in the public school systems for federal funded security or something, if the schools can't afford it or something, or what? What you think about that?
I think a lot of people have that opinion. First of all, thank you, Steve, for your persistence in calling back. I think a lot of people have that opinion. I think, boy, there are no simple solutions to complex problems. We are sending a lot of money in weapons to the Ukraine, not cash. We did send a lot of cash to Iraq, although it was, no, Iran, I think it was, although it was their money that we had withheld, just to give the complete historical context there. And we do spend a lot of money on foreign aid, but then again, you got to keep the country safe as well. So it's a complicated problem with no easy solutions. Randy in Reserve, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Hey, Tommy, I think the issue, the elephant in the room, is that we have no unity left in this country. Both parties have to straighten their mess out, and we need to get some morals back. We need to stop fighting amongst each other about all these issues back and forth day after day. The kids today have nothing to look forward to. They have nothing to look up to. The parents are out of control. The country's out of control. We blame the police system because the criminals are on the street. Every day you turn the news on in New Orleans, and there's people killed every day. It's not the police department's fault. It's the justice system's fault. We do not enforce the laws that are on the books. If we just keep the criminals in jail, these issues would not happen as often. We have to get our morals back. They've dumbed down everything that these kids look up to. We don't say the Pledge of Allegiance. We don't say prayers. We don't do this. We don't do that. And it goes on and on day after day. And these kids look up to all of that. And it's wrong. It's the wrong answer. Until our government gets straight, until our government starts agreeing with each other, if the problems are at the top, it stems all the way down to the bottom. Everybody's at fault, including me, including you. We do not stand up for our rights. We do not put the pressure on our officials to do the correct thing. That's all I have to say. Thank
Randy,
you.
Let me tell you something. Thank you. I had thought this very thing, what you said before the shooting, in terms of before this happened yesterday in Texas, in terms of I think we have lost our moral compass as a nation because it's all about winning now. It's all about your side, whether you're a conservative or whether you're a liberal, winning. And what's right and what's wrong gets lost in this, and the other person becomes villainized. If you're a liberal, you're the enemy. If you're a conservative, you're the enemy, when in fact, we're all Americans who go to work, pay taxes, and we have different views on how the country should be run. And I think until we stop villainizing each other and listen to what each other has to say and realize that maybe we're not absolutely totally right and that people that are on the other side of the political spectrum than are we have a right to say how the country's run as well, it's going to continue to get worse. At least that's what I think. 752, what do you think? 504-260-1870. Traffic now on WWL. 7:57, 3 till 8. We're going to keep doing this next hour, 504-260-1870. I would ask you to condense your thoughts, and we'll get to the phone calls as quickly as we can. Kenny in Laplace? Tim, am I right? Yes, Kenny in Laplace. Hi, you're on WWL. Good morning, sir. You got about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think I'll take that long. Hey, okay. Yeah, I mean, I think we need to, you know, thank Steve Scalise and the conservative judges that Trump has put on the court, and Republicans in general, for being able to flood our streets with assault weapons and guns, handguns for kids. They've really, you know, they've put our children's lives somewhere behind the Second Amendment and the NRA.
Now, I mean, just to be fair, now wait, now you're making a blatantly political statement. How did President Trump and the Republican Party and Steve Scalise put guns in the hands of kids?
Well, Steve Scalise has opposed background checks. He's opposed banning assault weapons. Donald Trump has put three judges on the court who have all made access to military weapons readily accessible throughout the United States, getting rid of common sense gun laws that most people want. I mean, do you want background checks, Tommy? Do you think people should have backgrounds? Do you think
what gun laws have been? What gun laws have been done away with? Unless you're talking about the assault ban weapon, the assault rifle ban that expired.
Let me finish. I only got 2 minutes. The Supreme Court has banned the laws in New York and that wouldn't let guns go across state lines. It banned laws on high capacity clips magazine, and that's the thing. And WWL has some responsibility. They push always this Republican agenda, having the Heritage Foundation on all the time, and the conservatives and pushing that. So you have a role. You and your station has a role in flooding our nation with guns and saying that it's somehow prayer. Churches get shot up. Churches in the United States. So the idea that prayer is going to somehow.
So how are you going to get the guns back? How are you going to get the guns back?
Well, we need to start by not keeping more going in, right?
But I appreciate everybody's opinion, but you started by saying Steve Scalise was putting guns in the hands of kids, and you never did really defend that. And I'm not a big Scalise fan, but you never did defend that. So I'll accept your opinions, but some things I do have to just kind of, you know, jump in and say, wait a minute, hang on a second now. Where is that coming from? If you have an opinion and then you state it as a fact and you can't back it up, well, then I do kind of have to get involved there. More calls. We come back. 504-260-1870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.